بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود. This is the next surah, Surah Buruj, that is of the towers, and the previous surah, and like all the surahs that were revealed in Makkah Sharif, which are known as Makki surahs, the central theme of all of them is aqaid, that is beliefs. Because at the beginning, the beliefs had to be corrected. The people of Arabia, who were idol worshippers generally, and they believed in their idols, so their worship, their aqidah, their beliefs had to be first corrected. And the main belief was the existence of Allah Ta'ala and the Tawheed, the oneness, that Allah alone does everything. And the third great thing was about the Akhirah. And that was one thing they just could not comprehend and understand. So yeah, in this surah also, Allah Ta'ala explains about the life of Akhirah also, and about the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala, and the existence of Allah Ta'ala. And as is common in throughout the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala takes qasams of various great creations of Allah Ta'ala, and that qasam is to show that Allah wants to convince us of the truth. And a qasam is taken, and then what is known as the jawabi qasam, the reason for what the qasam was taken, that is also mentioned. So yeah, in these three ayats, about five qasams Allah Ta'ala has taken, and this also refers to very, very great things. In the surah also, Allah Ta'ala refers to one very old instance in history that had happened, where the people at that time, who were all disbelievers of Allah, they had dug a trench and made a fire in that trench, the flames of which were going very high. And whoever believed in Allah Ta'ala, they would take that person and throw him into that trench. It was such a punishment and such a scene which mankind cannot also think about. It was very, very drastic. That also Allah Ta'ala refers to here, and the conditions of the non-believers at the end, and what their conditions will be in Akhirat, that also Allah Ta'ala explains. So in the surah, Allah Ta'ala says the first qasam, وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. Qasam hai asman ki jisme buruj hai. Allah takes qasam of the skies and then of the buruj. This either refers to the stars, as in Surah Tabarakalladhi, it has been explained already that this refers to the stars. Or it refers to the great mighty Milky Way, in which there are the various constellations which circuit in it. Or it is the various circuits which the sun goes through in order to complete the 12 months of the year. And this happens continuously. From here also we understand, and from many other ayat, and especially those things that on which Allah has taken qasam, that the study of astronomy, that is the study of the sky, what they are, the stars, how they move, what their functions are, well, is also a very integral part of our deen. And till quite recently, it was taught very fully in our Darul Ulooms. Unfortunately, that great knowledge also has been now neglected almost totally. And if it can be revived, it will be a great thing. This knowledge of astronomy is also a part, always that was a part of Islamic studies. And in order to understand the Quran Sharif also, all these ayat about the skies that Allah is taking qasam, about the buruj which Allah Ta'ala is taking qasam, a person can only fully comprehend and understand it if he has this knowledge of astronomy. So this is also a great part of our Islamic legacy, and which we today also have to revive and bring it again back into our studies. وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ or us din ki jiska wada hai. The second, Allah Ta'ala takes qasam of that day which has been promised. That is the day of Qiyamah. And that Allah is taking a qasam of the day of Qiyamah, it shows the great, great importance. And really, we are living not for this dunya. We have to see to our needs, and for that also Allah has shown us how in the Mubarak pattern of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that also becomes deen. Our earning our rosy, our spending on our family, looking after our homes is all part of deen also if done in with the correct intention and done according to Sharia. But we just take it as a normal worldly thing, so it just becomes a worldly thing. A person who is in his shop 8-10 hours, we regard that person as a worldly person, because our niyat is just the world. But if our niyat is to earn halal rosy, spend it in the correct way, that is great ibadat all the time. A very great ibadat also. So anyway, we are here in this world to prepare for that final day, the day of Qiyamah. And Allah make it easy for us, as we read continuously in the Quran Sharif, in the Hadith, it is not an easy day, but for whom Allah will make it easy. And for whom Allah will make it easy will be those people whom Allah gives the tawfiq in this world, that they prepare for that day, that they see to their worldly needs also, and they prepare for that day also. Then the next Allah Ta'ala takes qasam, وَشَاهِدِيُمْ وَمَشْهُود, اور اس دن کی جو حاضر ہوتا ہے اور اس دن کی جس کے پاس حاضر ہوتے ہیں. The day in which that presents itself, and the day that people present themselves to that day, that is the day which presents itself, is referred to as the day of Jumu'ah, which comes every Friday and it presents itself. In one hadith also, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, increase your salawat, your durood on me on the day of Qiyamah, on the day of Jumu'ah, for that is a day that is being attended. The malaika attend it also in great amounts, the day of Jumu'ah. And we should also give the importance of Jumu'ah as it is required. It is a very special day, and we should treat and receive that day as great as it is. And the day of Mashhood is the day of Arafah, when the people around the world come and present themselves to Arafah, and on the day of Arafah when they are present there. So these two qasams also Allah Ta'ala takes. According to some mufassirin, Shahid yeah is referring to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That it comes in the hadith, on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam will give evidence on behalf of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam that they had delivered the message to their people. Then in the cross-examination will come, but you were not present when the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam of before times, When they came, oh Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, you were not present. How are you giving this evidence? And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will say that Allah informed us in the Quran Sharif. So we can see that the Quran is such an absolute kitab. Forget our courts of this world, the Hague, the world court. This is evidence that will be admitted on the day of Qiyamah by Allah Ta'ala. So much our yaqeen must be on the Quran Sharif. It is the final, it is the absolute word. There is nothing superior to the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif is not, na'uzu billah, inferior in any way to anything. It is the greatest thing. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is shahid, will be a witness also. So Allah Ta'ala has taken these five qasams in these three ayahs, and for the jawabi qasam, that inshallah we will discuss tomorrow, that these people who had dug the trench and what it was like, all the details is also given here, and it is a great lesson for us that how the people at that time remained firm on Iman. Though they were being thrown, a baby is snatched away from her mother, and the baby is thrown into the fire, and the baby and the mother tolerates this because of her iman. This is an encouragement, not a history book, the Quran Sharif, but to teach us how we have to be firm on Iman and on Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq, and this is a test from Allah Ta'ala that what the odds may be, we have to be firm on our Iman. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah.